Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. And this is your host, Allison, and you know, I always thank you so much for tuning into my show every Monday night. You know, I'm really happy that you're here. I also want to thank everybody for all of the emails. I mean, I'm always getting emails from everyone, you know, saying how much they enjoy the show and our various different guests, and I really do appreciate your input, so thanks so much for that. And before I get to my guest this evening, I really have a wonderful psychic medium on as my guest this evening, but I just wanted to take a moment and I wanted to thank everybody that participated last night in my intro to numerology teleconference seminar. We had a great time, a whole bunch of wonderful, beautiful spirits, wonderful energy. Thank you so much, everybody that participated. Also letting the rest of you know that in May, I will be launching my advanced classes, which is a 5-week course, and it involves all aspects of numerology, and especially sharing my own personal insights about numerology. So if you're interested, you know, a lot of the people that do listen to the show, they're totally fascinated with numerology. So if you're interested in it and you want to learn it in depth, maybe someday become a numerologist, and you'd like for me to share all my little secrets with you, you can email me. My email address is right there on my BBS pages or on my website, visiblebynumbers.com, and I'll send you all that information. And those classes are starting up in May. So, and we only have one slot because I only teach 10 students at a time. So I only have one slot open. So first come, first serve. But anyhow, check it out on my website. Okay, so let me get to my guest this evening. And I'm really excited to have Dorothy. I had a wonderful conversation with her. I really had the opportunity to see her gifts. And she actually did a reading for me, and I was very impressed. It was a great reading. So let me tell you a little bit about her. She was born on Halloween, so obviously she was destined for psychic activities in her life. Her family noticed she had psychic ability early in her life. She had prophetic dreams, spirit sightings, out-of-body experiences, premonitions, and a very close bond to the spirits of animals and nature. And she also has a long history of psychic abilities, as well as holistic healers in her family. It can be traced back to her great-great-grandmother. She's been reading the tarot since 1986. She's been studying various aspects of psychic abilities, shamanistic studies, and spiritual connections. She's now a Reiki master, a certified hypnotherapist, a certified reflexologist, an integrative energy healer, and a spiritual advisor. She provides healing treatments and psychic readings to her many clients, as well as teaching these techniques to others. She teaches Reiki certification, EFT technique, as well as psychic development, meditation, animal guide connection, and of course, her you know, getting back to her roots, the tarot. She's a psychic and medium. She does private readings and phone consultations all across the United States and international. And, you know, I got to say, Dorothy, you're a little bit of an overachiever. She also is a student of holistic herbal remedies and aromatherapy. She's created a line of healing products known as Moon Spirit Essentials. She's also the teacher and founder of the Psychic Development and Education Center in Bensalem, Pennsylvania. So, you know, I got to say, like I say, overachiever here. She's the creator of the Psychic Development Series on, it's on CD, as well as several guided meditations for relaxation and healing, clearing your chakras, meeting your angels and guides. Let me tell you, people, let me just give you her website, because reading her credentials is going to take all day long. Her website is www.mymoonspirit.com, so hop on over there and check out her website, because you know what, I'm getting tired of reading all this stuff, and I'm just going to invite Dorothy into the show. Hi, Dorothy.
Hi, Allison. How are you?
I am very good, and yes, you are an overachiever. Let me tell you.
I've been that way since I was a kid, I think.
Well, I always, as a numerologist, I'm a Reiki master. I've studied meditation and chakras and all of those things. I always kind of look at it as having a lot of tools in your toolbox, so that when you get a client coming to you, you have various different avenues of helping them. And honest to God, I don't think there's anything you haven't covered.
There are some things, but it's so true that you can use so many different things. And it's not that I use each one individually, but you do group them all together, and whatever you're intuitively guided to use on a client is what now I can draw from so many different things. So it really does help the whole person, mind, body, and spirit, not just in one specific aspect. But it's very helpful.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think when I did your numerology reading, I think I brought up that this was one aspect about you, that you could be very focused and very disciplined. Something that I really need to work on, but hey, good for you.
Yeah,
me, I get distracted by sparkly things, So, and even your website, all of your courses, because, this is one thing that I was really happy to discover you, because first and foremost, connecting to your energy and talking to you and really connecting to your spirit, I know you're a good person doing it for the right reasons. And so often with me, and I'm sure, with many other people, a lot of people are interested in developing their psychic ability, and they're always asking me, well, what can I do, Allison? And so it's really nice to know that you have a psychic development center, that you have various different CDs and different things on your website, so I can refer people to them, and they can actually purchase these courses. Do you want to tell people a little bit about that?
Sure, and the classes themselves. I do teleclasses, too, around the world. So if someone's interested in doing the teleclasses, they could do that as well. But the audio classes are based on the classes that I do teach here in person in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. And they are divided up into every single class. There are six different classes. And they sort of build upon one another. And the first one does start out with meditation, pranic breathing methods, centering yourself, getting rid of all the chatter in your mind just to relax yourself and calm and center yourself so that you can connect to the other side. So the first one is getting everything ready. And then we move on to chakras, auras, energy fields, clairvoyance, clairsentience exercises, where we can actually, and you, these are all on audio CD, so you can study at your own pace. You can actually download them to your machine as an MP3 and listen to them anytime you want. And each class does come with a guided meditation to help you connect even further and relax and center your body. And again, like as if you were saying earlier, there are some you can connect with your loved ones. There is a meditation to connect with your angels and guides. There's one in particular for animals, for your animal guides, because I also taught that class as well, the animal guides class, but you can download that also. But getting back to the psychic development, there's again, it's sort of like a progression. When you first, in class number one, it gets you ready. And the second one shows you about the energy fields and your chakras and auras. And how there's real-life exercises that shows you how to actually do these things. There's real techniques to actually open up your awareness. And most of them are five senses. All of our five senses connect to the other side and connect to your angels and guides. So it's mostly awakening every sense every day and perking up your ears and, looking further and deeper with your eyes. It's just a little more deeper than just seeing, I'm walking to work and I'm seeing cars on the street. It's a little bit deeper than that. But once you learn to pay more attention to the symbols and the signs and what's going on behind the scenes, sort of reading between the lines, it then becomes easier. And as you know, the more you practice, the better you get at this. I do
Absolutely.
Believe everyone does have psychic abilities. It's just using them and again, practicing them. Now, once we get on to, learning about the energy fields, learning to use your clairvoyance and clairsentience, we also have some protection exercises as well. There's a class on protection just so you know how to close up your energy field and how to stop other unwanted energies from getting in. And then we also go into chakra balancing, because not only learning about all the other energy fields you can connect with, but keeping yourself clear and keeping yourself balanced is so important when you're trying to connect. Because if we're in a state of chaos all the time, it's very difficult to connect to the other side and very difficult to see and use any of your own intuition. And in order to use it, you know, very succinctly and forcefully is to keep everything clear. Otherwise, you're just going to replay all the chaos that's going on in your mind. So these classes help you to balance yourself, to keep the mind, body, and spirit in a state of balance. And our last class is on psychometry and mediumship, and that's a very popular class. But I do advise going through the other ones first just so that it's a progression and learning how to get to that point.
Right.
But it's definitely a lot of fun.
Well, I think it's wonderful because, you know, some people prefer, and, you know, I think one of the big things that I see is in numerology, of course, the language is talking about psychic abilities and it's talking about mediumship and channeling. So quite often the topic of conversation in a numerology reading is actually pointing out to people that they do have this ability. And people live in all different places throughout the United States, and they always go, well, I don't have anywhere to go for classes. I don't have anybody to teach me. People don't have like minds where I live, and what do I do, and how do I... And so it's really a kind of a wonderful thing that this is sitting on your website. So you could be living in East Guam and still be able to access this information and work with that information.
I am so happy to offer it that way to other people who exactly for that reason that can't get out maybe or that do live in a remote area. I mean, as long as you speak English, because I have to say I don't speak any other languages.
Yeah. As long as you speak English, we're good to go. Okay.
We're good to go.
Okay, I do want to ask you one question about meditation, because
sure.
It kind of dawned on me, because that was one of the subjects that we were going to talk about tonight, and I just want to ask you this question, because it happens to me, I don't know if it happens to other people, but it always kind of, even this morning when I was meditating, sometimes it's stronger than other times, and sometimes I actually open my eyes because I feel it as a sensation, but I open my eyes to make sure that I'm actually doing this, because I can feel it. I rock back and forth. It is like I'm not doing it on purpose. I'm rocking back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And literally, I can feel my chair start to wobble, and then I feel my body move against my chair, and I'm trying. It's just I get in this place, and I start vibrating or rocking. What is that?
That is an automatic response. So, yeah, that's not an odd thing to happen. That actually does happen to me sometimes, too. And it's so funny that you mentioned that you open your eyes to check. Because I wind up doing the same thing, because I do notice myself starting to rock, and I'm like, why am I starting to vibrate and resonate like this? Why is my body rocking? But it is just getting into that energy. It's like you're tuning in a radio, is what it is, and you can listen to certain stations, and until you get it really clear, sometimes just moving around a little bit sort of just gets it clear, and it's an instinctual thing. It's not that you're purposely doing it or purposely trying not to do it. Your body just is in the flow, and it's in that resonating field, and it just automatically does it.
Okay,
it's an automatic response. So, yeah,
okay,
it's very good. You're actually getting there.
Well, you know, I've been meditating for a long time. It takes me about 0.2 seconds to get to where I need to be
right.
with the meditation.
Right.
But then
like
I'm rocking.
Practice makes perfect, and
right.
people that do practice, you don't need to meditate really a long, long time. That's one
right.
thing that I think is important to mention. Some people think they need to sit for an hour, and
no.
you wind up getting a headache, and you really don't need that long of a time. Even if it's 5 minutes a day that you can take, that's really all it takes to get into that state of consciousness.
Sure, sure. And I do want to mention that prior to that, and sometimes I also get the sensation of spinning. And it's so bizarre because I'm sitting in my chair and I'm meditating and I'm absolutely certain that I'm going around in circles. So when I'm done and I open my eyes, I always expect to be facing a different direction than I'm actually sitting, and I realize I haven't moved. But it felt like I was spinning the whole time that I was meditating, which I don't know, sometimes it's a little nauseous.
It is the movement. It's the vibration that you're feeling. That's actually
okay,
a good
well,
thing because you know you're doing something. You know you're
okay,
getting
well,
somewhere.
Yeah, I was kind of like going, wow, this is just really rather bizarre. But I do really, and anyone that's listening on so many different levels, and I'm sure that you're going to agree with me on this with meditation, that even if you don't want to develop your psychic ability, people, you know, just meditating on a daily basis is even, there's a list of over 100 different physical positive results from meditation, from raising your serotonin levels, lowering your blood pressure, relieving stress, making you healthier. I mean, not only that, but, you know, then you get into the developing, connecting to your soul, developing your psychic ability, your own enlightenment. There's so many different reasons to meditate. So, and I know that you're a big believer
right.
in that. And if you can't...
Oh, absolutely. There's healing on so many levels when you meditate.
Right.
And like I said, you don't need an hour a day. If you can just
right.
do 5 minutes, that actually is fine.
And some people say, and they always say, I can't stop thinking. I just am always thinking. Well, you know, or I can't meditate. When this is what's beautiful about your website, you have guided meditations.
Right.
And so sometimes when you can't quiet your mind, if you can get a hold of somebody who you resonate to what they're saying and to their voice, and you just go through the guided meditation with them, you know,
right.
that helps to direct your mind in the right direction. And you can
Absolutely.
Just have very profound meditations from a guided meditation. So again, So going to my moonspirit.com, which is Dorothy's website, and you'll see there that there's, there's so much there. But they do, you do have guided meditations, which would be, you know, for someone that says, I can't meditate or I don't know how. And trust
right.
me, there's no right or wrong way to meditate. You know, it's
That's
not like
true.
There's rules.
No, there
there's
aren't
your
no rules.
Way.
Exactly.
It's your way.
It is your
whatever
way.
That is.
Absolutely
yeah.
your way. And a lot of times, I just want to quickly mention when you're talking about that monkey mind where as soon as you start centering your body and sitting still for a moment, all of a sudden all the thoughts of the day come up. Your to-do list, I have to wash the car, I have to take the kids, I have to make lunch, I have to do this. It's all the I have to's that kind of make you a little chaotic and you can't relax. And one thing I always say to people is what you could do is get back to your breathing. Think about your breathing, breathing deeply into your abdomen and breathing deeply out of your abdomen, holding it for a moment and then releasing it, you know, breathing in peace and breathing out the stress. If you can get back to your breathing, you can try to cut out the chatter in your mind. And a lot of another reason another technique that I have is keep a piece of paper and pencil by your side when you're meditating. When that monkey mind comes up, write down what it is that's popping up into your mind, because if you can write down everything, you don't have to think about it anymore. And all of a sudden, you can get into that centered state because anything that you need to think about is now on that piece of paper.
Sure.
So that tends
that's
to help
idea.
A lot of people, too.
That's a really good idea, because I know so many discussions, I mean, so many readings and discussing meditation with people, and that's the general thing that they come up with. So, yeah, that's really good advice, so appreciate that.
Sure.
Now, let's kind of move on a little bit. And, you know, you've been gifted since you were a child. You displayed psychic ability. And, of course, now, I mean, there's such a variety of things that you have to offer your clients. And so, you know, just going through just briefly, what kind of readings do you offer on your website? What type of things do you offer?
Well, the psychic readings that I offer, again, by phone or in person, or I even offer email readings. And the type of readings that I do, I actually use cards. I don't all the time, but the cards seem to be, and they are tarot cards, they seem to open up that connection for me. And sometimes I don't even look at them. It's almost like that process of just turning over a card. I don't know, helps me get into sometimes that deep connection that I need, and everything just sort of spits out. I also use angel cards, so I offer that as well. Usually with the email readings, I offer the regular tarot and an angel reading as well. There are so many cards to use, animal cards, angel cards, fairy cards that I have. And everyone brings up a different aspect. I have, you know, Mother of the Earth cards. There are so many different things. You don't need to use the cards. I don't need to use the cards. Sometimes I'll just sit and talk to the person. And sometimes we'll just sit and sometimes they want to hold my hand. And that's okay, too. Sometimes people want to bring pictures in and show me some pictures. I've actually gotten people who wanted a phone reading and would email me the picture beforehand of someone that they wanted to connect with. That's okay, too. I don't really have any steadfast rules of anything that we do or don't do. The reading is usually your reading, and if whatever it is you want in your reading, I'm happy to oblige.
Well, that makes it easy.
Yeah.
That makes it very easy. Wonderful. Well, what I want to let our listeners know is that Dorothy very kindly has offered to do readings for our listeners. And so we will be taking calls this evening if you want to call in. Now, you can call in and ask for a reading. Now, Dorothy, do you want them to ask you something specific?
They could just give me a direction to go in. If you don't want to have you can have a specific question if you like.
Sure.
If you don't, you could tell me that I want to know about my career or, you know, my home life or my family, my husband, my children. You can give me some kind of direction to go in because most
right,
of the time.
Right, because we only have 5 minutes per reading,
right.
So we can't
and,
go on
yeah.
forever.
And I don't know what's sure. going to come up. If I get, like, your name and where you're from, I can connect with your energy, and I don't know what's going to come up. So if
okay.
you want something specific, ask for that.
Okay. So, call in if you've got a specific question. or give her a specific direction, that would be really great. And also, some of you might be listening to the show. Maybe you've got a question about psychic development, Reiki, you know, all the things that, you know, Dorothy teaches. Certainly, you could call in and ask a question as well. I'm sure Dorothy is more than qualified to answer those questions. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give out the numbers for the show. But also, if you don't get the numbers written down, just go to the front page of bbsradio.com. Look for the numbers for station 1. It's right there on the front page. The numbers are toll-free, 888-815-9756. You can call the station direct at 530-327-7602. You also can call in at 530-413-4510 and 530-413-4522. And just before I announce the numbers, I know I heard a beep, which tells me we've got someone on the line, so I'm going to ask who's calling, please.
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Fine. How are you, Allison?
Very well. So what can we do for you?
Hi, Dorothy. How are you?
Hi, Kathy. How are you? Can you tell me where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Newtown Square, Pennsylvania.
From Newtown Square, okay. And what can I help you with? What is your question?
Actually, my question is there anything that you can assist me with that I may need to move forward with working?
Okay. The feeling I'm getting is that you are a very hard worker, not afraid to get your hands dirty either, and actually that you kind of take on a lot of responsibility. Again, not afraid to work. There's something about some new prospects that are coming up, and there's something about you taking charge. So I don't know if you're already, are you already a manager or overseeing other people? Because I'm feeling that there's more to you than meets the eye. What do you do for a living? I'm sorry.
I didn't hear you, Dorothy. I apologize.
What do you do for a living?
I actually am trying to reenter the workforce.
Okay. What did you do before?
Many years ago, I was a meeting planner.
A meeting planner. Okay. Let me see if I can feel something like that around meeting planning. It's more like event planning, I guess, is what I'm getting.
Yeah,
Not planning meetings, but event planning and bridal things. I'm getting some kind of bridal things. But I'm not so sure. I almost feel like there's an availability for the bridal thing, but I don't think you're really going to be interested in it. There's something about you not being interested in that. I don't know why all of a sudden something comes up about catering. I don't know if you've ever done catering or maybe oversee. I see you more as a boss rather than actually doing the work. Even though you're not afraid to get your hands dirty, I see you more overseeing these things. And like you said, if you're like planning these meetings, getting things together, is you're the one hosting everything or you're the one getting everyone together, planning it, like the catering, the DJ, all that kind of stuff, like for parties and stuff like that. I'm still feeling some more parties for you. So I'm feeling like you may actually re-enter this specific work field. Now, there's also something else coming up about some kind of, and I know this is totally off the wall with this, but some kind of billing thing. So I don't know if you've ever done any bookkeeping or billing, but there's something about billing that you might be interested in, or something like that might appear to you, like either a friend could use your help in their bookkeeping area and is asking you for their help, but there's something about that as well that seems to come up for me.
Okay. All right.
To me, where you're going to be happiest would be this event planning. And again, I'm not feeling like it's a bridal thing. I think that will come up, but I don't think you're going to like it. There's something about you not liking it, but something more about other parties. And when you're saying event planning, I'm thinking more businessy. This doesn't feel businessy. This feels a lot more fun. Something about more having more fun doing it rather than be in the business arena.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're
okay.
Welcome,
thank you, Kathy. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling.
All right. Take care.
Thank
All right, bye-bye. Okay, so there you go. So you're more than welcome to call into the show and let Dorothy do her thing for you, which, you know, always a good thing to get a little bit of extra advice. So, and we have another caller, so let me just take the next caller. Who's calling?
Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. How are you?
Hi, Shannon.
I am fantastic. How are you, ladies?
Good. Thank you.
Where are you calling from, Shannon?
San Antonio, Texas.
Well, hi there from San Antonio, Texas. How you doing? Are you threatened by the fires at all, Shannon?
No. It's just hot period here. It's muggy.
Hot and muggy. All right. All right. Well, what's your question, Shannon?
Well, I had a question for Dorothy, and I was going to ask her, as far as my career, where she see it going. I had an offer the other day, but I'm not sure if I should take it.
I'm feeling like this offer is not really for you. There's something about this not being for you, but I'm feeling like the next one that comes up is going to go. There's also something about, no, something about your angels coming through for me, because I'm feeling some kind of guided, some guidance coming in. And they're telling me that you need to listen to your gut, that they're working through you, through your body, so that when you see this interview or you feel this interview, you're going to know whether it's right for you or not. They're telling me that they're going to give you little butterflies in your stomach as a good feeling, or they're going to give you like a little bit of knots in your stomach as this is not the way to go. So they're telling me listen to your gut is what they're saying. And the angels seem to be bringing some more in. I keep feeling the word more. Something more is going to come for you. So I don't think this first one is going to fly. I just don't think you're going to be happy with it. But I think the next one you will. I think the next one's going to prove to be very successful.
Okay.
Well, there is some good news, Shannon.
Yeah, actually it is, because when she was talking about my stomach, I always go by that gut feeling in my stomach, always.
Good for you, Shannon. That's what you're supposed to do.
Okay. Well,
so that's a pretty good answer. And I wasn't quite sure if I wanted to take this, because it seemed like for some reason I couldn't find the application online. I was like, something's trying to tell me not to take it.
Yeah, and I don't know what that is, but I'm not getting a good vibe that way. I'm getting a vibe like, turn away. There's something else coming. Something else better and bigger is coming.
Well, I'm looking the other way then, Miss Dorothy.
Okay. Thank you, Shannon. Good luck with everything. I wish
good
you
luck,
a lot
Shannon.
Of success.
Thank you so much, ladies. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you.
You
too.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Well, there you go. Another one. All right. Well, all right. So, as I said, and as we are taking calls from our, well, maybe I should just take a nap. And, okay, we have another caller, so let's just see who's calling. Who's calling?
Hello.
Hi there.
This is Gail calling.
Hi, Gail. Yeah. How are you?
Hi.
Good. Hi, Allison. Hi, Dorothy.
Hi.
Well, I had a question for you, Dorothy. My house has been for sale for a while, and I was just wondering, do I need to, in your opinion, lower the price to sell it, or do you think it's priced correctly?
I'm feeling like just a smidgen. I feel like just a smidgen. There's also something about clearing some area up, too, so I don't know whether your real estate agent had said anything about clearing something, but something needs to be cleared, almost like so it shows better, so it shows well. Something about it showing. So I don't know if there's things in the house that you've already cleared it out. Something about the word clearing is coming to me.
In the house, we have staged it the way she wanted it, but do you mean in or outside?
I'm feeling like the inside.
The inside?
I'm feeling like the inside, like a clearing on the inside. Like it needs to not have hardly anything in it, almost. It almost needs to be like, almost like they need to go in with a painter's eye and say, I can do this and I can do that, I can do this, I can do that. But for some reason, I'm feeling like they can't see that right now. There's a lot of, not to say this is a bad thing, but there's a lot of your stuff in it, which is you, because you live there. But there's something about clearing a little bit more. And you can keep some of your stuff there, but just take things like the out off the shelves or something like that. There's just something
about
clearing.
Yeah, we did all that, that she told us, because she's a stager, and she told us what to do. We listened to her.
Okay, I would say if she's asking you to lower it, I wouldn't lower it too much, just a smidgen. There's something about just a smidge, not a whole lot, because I think when the weather breaks, I'm almost feeling M, like the month of May. Something about the letter M comes up for me, like the month of May. Somebody might come and take a peek at it, and really be interested. But again, if they're going to lower it just a little bit, not too much, because I'm feeling like it's right where it ought to be.
Well, I was thinking of lowering it either 800 or 1,000. What do you think?
I'm sorry, say that again?
I was thinking of lowering it either $800 or $1,000. I know she's not going to go for the $800, chances are, but what do you think
right
I should
about
lower
that.
It?
I think she's not going to go for $800. It's going to be more than the $1,000 that she wants it lowered. She might even want to.
I didn't
hear
that. $1,000, you think she'll go for?
What I was getting. Pardon me?
I couldn't hear you. Say that again.
The figure that I'm getting is more like $1,000 or $2,000, not necessarily $800, but I think $1,000 to $2,000 is what she's going to consider.
Okay. And then do you see a figure of what, like, do you think I'll get close to asking price, or?
I think you're going to get pretty close to it, yeah. I really do. I think you're going to get pretty close to the ask. Like I said, it's only going to, I keep feeling the word smidgen, like just a little tiny bit below, but not a whole lot. So I think you're going to get real close to it, yeah. Yeah, just keep pushing, just keep plugging away, Gail. I really think that this is going to sell, and I really think that when the weather breaks, that somebody's going to come and want that property. But it seems to be in the month of May. But just kind
okay.
of.
Well, very
okay.
fine. Thank you both so much, and God bless.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Gail. Thank you, Gail.
Okay, good night.
Good night, honey.
Good night.
Oh, all right. You know, a lot of things with, I find it really difficult. I think sometimes when, I don't know if you have with your readings, but especially when people are wanting to sell their house and the way the real estate market is, and you sit there and you go, oh, God, don't you wish you could just tell them, not a problem. But, you know, nowadays, you know, I think if it's time for you to move, if the cards are right, you're going to move, okay?
I think that's right, yeah. I mean, I think people are a little bit picky nowadays because I think a lot of people, even though they want to move, they know they have to move, they're a little bit pickier, and the pricing is a big deal because a lot of people are out of work. So
sure.
I think they're really considering a lot more things than they ever did before when they're picking real estate.
Sure. So. I agree. All right, well, we have another caller. Not that I want to keep you constantly busy, but let's just take
it.
Our next...
ahead.
Okay. Who's our next caller? Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
Yes, hi, Allison. Hi, Dorothy. This is Cheryl from New Jersey.
Hi, Cheryl. From New Jersey. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
I was wondering, Dorothy, were you able to tell me anything about some imminent changes, maybe a move or something coming up in the near future?
Okay, there's something about saving up some money for this move because I'm feeling like something good is happening here, something really good is happening. But again, something about holding off, not holding off, it's something about just make sure you're planning this, planning it with the budget, with the money. I think there is a move coming. I don't think you want to stay where you're at. I think there is a move definitely coming. It's not going to happen right away, but I'm thinking more, you're going to start thinking about it more. I mean, I know you're thinking about it now, but there's something more seriously coming up, like in September, October, something about after the summer months that something is going to come up for you. But I think you're already considering an area in particular. I would suggest you to already start looking in this area. But I think the one that you really want and the one that you're probably going to get isn't going to come up until the fall. Something about the fall for me seems to work for you. But definitely start working on the budget and saving your money so that you can put this money down as a down payment. But, yeah, I feel good things about a move for you, real good things.
Do you see any financial changes that are imminent?
Some financial changes. Are you working right now?
No.
Okay. I was feeling not. Financial changes coming and you're not employed right now because I'm feeling like that seems to be sluggish to me. There's something like I'm dragging my feet in the mud. That's what I'm feeling. So I'm feeling like that end is very, very slow. Have you been out of work long?
Yeah, I have actually.
Okay. What is it that you did for a living before?
I was an EMT.
You were an EMT and you're still out of work. See, I would think that that's got to be something that's really, you know, that people would want. EMT. Has it been over a year? Because it feels long.
Yeah, it's been quite a while.
Okay.
I didn't have to go back to work because I remarried. I didn't have to go back to work, but I'm...
Okay, but you're thinking about it now.
Yeah, I'm banking on something to come through.
There's something that tells me that you're going to stay in the medical field, but the EMT doesn't feel right for me. It doesn't feel like it's going to be an EMT job again. But there's something in the medical field, so I'm not exactly sure whether it's going to be hospital, emergency room, you know, or even
a
desk job there.
Well, I was hoping to be retiring soon anyway, you know, permanently.
Okay. Now, this is up to you. If you wanted to bring more money into your life, there is something waiting for you in the medical field. I don't see you going back to doing EMT, but there is something in the medical field if you chose to work. Now, it doesn't have to be even full-time. But there is something about a hospital job is what I'm getting, something about a hospital job. It's up to you if you decide to take it or not. You don't have to.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you, okay, being born on Halloween, that must have been, you know, kind of nice to have that for your birthday.
Very fun.
With the full moons that come and go, okay?
Yes.
And I know that a lot of people, including myself, are deeply affected by full moons, dreams, vivid dreams, prophetic dreams, even the atmosphere, your sensitivity being rather heightened. And seeing we're around a full moon right now. Now, do you yourself as a psychic medium, when the full moon's around, do you find that you have stronger connections or maybe bothered by troublesome connections that you didn't really want? Is it a much more intense energy for you?
It's an intense energy, but it's not that I'm bothered by unwanted energies. I've learned a long time ago what to shield out, and I bring my angels in for protection for that. So it's not unwanted energies, but for some reason, I tend to overwork myself around the full moon. I don't know why that is, but I do exert more energy, and I think it's because more things come, there's more things to do. I just seem to get busier around the full moon, which I'm very, very happy about, but I do seem to like stay up later, do more things. I just feel like... And the moon does call me. I feel like I want to be out there when the moon is full and the moon is rising. I'm like, I want to be outside. I want to do things.
Oh, yeah.
I want to go places. I want to stay up late. I want to put my crystals in the window. It's like all these things are going through my mind. It's a full moon. Make sure you pay attention to this. And if you do take a look at the tides, I mean, the tides obviously pull us, and they do tend to, you know, affect us physically as far as our bodies are concerned, because we're made up of mostly water as well as the earth is. And there are things that really take us with the moon as far as the waxing moon and the waning moon. And I always tell people, think of the things you want on the waxing moon on its way up to its full point. When it's at its full point, it's the strongest moon, and you can actually ask the universe for what you really want to bring into your life. Really, really bring it in on the full moon and really concentrate and meditate on it, because that gives it a lot of power. And then on the waning moon, you want to think of the things in your life that you want to relieve or get rid of, like bad habits maybe, or old associations, or a bad job that you don't want anymore. Things that you want to get rid of, you want to think about and concentrate on the waning moon. And again, on the waxing moon, again, if it's a job, you want to get rid of it. On the waning moon, the waxing moon, you want a new one to come in. So there's just different cycles, different times, different lunar activities, if you want to concentrate on the moon. But yeah, I do see a lot of different activities and different things happening on the full moon in a lot of different areas. And I won't even go in at this part, but my son-in-law is a police officer, and I'm sure that he sees a lot of activity around the full moon.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people feel it. For me, when I look and I'm seeing it's full moon, and I always kind of shake my head, and I don't try to, like, create it, but I just know that the day before and usually the day of the full moon, it's like, it's wackadoodle time in my dreamland. It is just like, and I'm waking up all hours of the night from the most bizarrest dreams ever, and it's like I could literally write an epic story if I wrote them all down. And so I'm always glad when the full moon kind of dissipates, because it's like, okay, I can finally get a night's sleep here. So it's always interesting.
These times you could actually do a little lucid dreaming, because the dreams are more vivid with the full moon.
Oh, yeah.
So the lucid
yeah.
dreaming is, you know, trying to control a little bit about what goes on in that dream.
Right. I always wake up I'm always awake in the dream going, I don't really want to dream this, so I'm not going to. I'm going to wake up now.
Like, you know, you're dreaming in the dream.
Right, or else I'll sit there and I'll take a look at it and I go, this can't possibly be happening because you're dead and I can't be talking to you. And then, at which point I wake myself up because I just realized I'm dreaming, okay? So I'm always, which this is not a good thing to be woken up like 4 or 5 times in the middle of the night, because I wake myself up from the dream. I'm like, no, this is not happening.
Now, so you mentioned a very interesting point about talking to someone who is dead in your dreams.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, as many times as I've done readings and connections, they always, always come through and tell me, that was not just a dream. That was me coming to you and connecting to you, because your subconscious mind is completely open and there are no blocks. There are no inhibitions in your subconscious mind. When you're conscious, you have all these rules. Oh, you must be dead. This can't be happening. It's not right. In your subconscious mind, there are no gates. There are no rules. There are no blocks or doors. You're just there with them, and they're there with you. So around the full moon, you will get more activity with that, because you're more open and aware at that point. So
right.
Usually there are visitations. There are real visitations in your dream if someone's
sure.
coming to see you.
Well, this will just make you laugh, because this happened on the anniversary of Michael Jackson's death. Of course, at the time, I didn't know it. I didn't know it was his anniversary of his death. So I'm having a dream, and quite literally, he's standing in front of me, but we're both holding receivers to a phone, okay? So we're talking to each other over the phone, but he's standing in front of me. And I was saying to him, I said, do you know the wonderful things that people are saying about you now that you're dead? And, you know, it's really kind of a shame that, you know, all these beautiful things are coming out, and people are beginning to realize, you know, well, how important your message was. I said, but it's coming out after you pass. And he got really embarrassed about me saying anything nice about him. Then all of a sudden I realized, wait a minute, this is Michael Jackson. He's dead. How the heck can I be talking to him? And why are we using phones when he's standing right here in front of me? At which point I woke up. It was just the most, and I woke up and I thought, okay, that was just about as wackadoodle as they get, you know. That was just bizarre.
But that almost sounds like his real personality because he is a little shy.
Yeah, he was very embarrassed about anybody saying anything good about him. And that's the way he acted.
And
yeah, it was.
That's the way he was in real life, too. You could have actually been connecting with him that night.
I know. Right? It was very, very bizarre. And I kind of laughed about it. And then the next day when I told somebody, they go, didn't you realize that yesterday was the anniversary of his death? And I'm like, oh, my God. Yes, you're right.
Uh-huh. So anyhow, I bet he was connecting to a lot of people that night.
I bet you he was busy. Yeah, he was like,
and you know, one thing that I do also, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
That's okay.
I do get this a lot when I'm doing my readings and I do these connections with people from the other side. They tell me this over and over again. On the date of their anniversary of their death, their date of death, is their birthday on the other side.
Sure.
So they're telling me they don't want you to feel bad for them, that they're having a party and they're having a good time on the other side. And they kind of feel bad for us because we look at that anniversary date and they go, oh, you know, he died that day. That's such a shame. Or he's up there having a party because his relatives have accepted and welcomed him home. And it's like a great celebration for them. So he's having a great time while we're upset. So I do hear that over and over again as a pattern when I do the readings and they connect with me. So I just wanted to give that a little shout out as they're having a good time on the other side.
And maybe they take some time to appear to people on that particular day. You know, maybe that's a very special day.
It is a special day. And I think, like you said, with the full moon, there's something about that day being a special day for them, and I think their energies are stronger on that day. So they do tend to come through for us. But we're also thinking about them in our subconscious mind because of that date, too. So we're connecting to them, and they're connecting to us. It makes that connection a little bit easier for them because we're actually striving for that just as much as they are. So
Sure. Okay, well, I think I heard a beep a little while back, so probably we have a very patient caller, probably somebody that might have possibly fallen asleep listening to our conversation.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so let me just tap them on the shoulder and say, hello, do we have a caller on the line?
You certainly do, Allison.
Hi,
this is Linda calling from Florida.
Hi, Linda.
How are you?
And patience isn't one of my virtues, but I have patience when I listen to you, Allison.
Okay, good.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Linda, for being patient with us.
May I ask you a question?
Please, yes.
Okay, Dorothy, if you could tell me anything you see in the near future, as far as my financial, and I'm also anything with legal. I'm thinking about pursuing something, and I'm just praying on it. Let's just put it that way. I want to do the right thing.
All right, there's something about angels coming through immediately and telling you to have patience with this issue. So that was the first thing that came up, Linda, when I was trying to connect with your energies, is the angels came through and said patience. Patience, all good things will come, but the one thing they're saying is something's going to be over and done with. So I don't know if that was your legal thing, because you did mention a couple things about, you know, employment and job and finances, and then also with this legal issue. So I'm not sure exactly which one they were talking about, but they're saying something is going to be completed, and it was definitely angelic energy coming through saying, please be patient with this, it's going to be over soon. Now, there's also something about learning lessons about money. So there's something, I'm not sure exactly where this is headed for you, but it might make sense to you. There's something about learning lessons with money, and there's also something about a partnership with it as well, that the partnership may not be working well, or working along with someone may not work as well for you as you thought it was going to. I don't know if that makes any sense to you.
I'm not in a relationship, but my brother and his girlfriend, he betrayed me. He stole my life savings. That was over a year ago.
I was going to say, it had to do with money.
But I did not
press
charges. I couldn't do that. But I have to pay the IRS now, and I don't have the money to pay them for what they've done. And I'm moving on. I'm healing from it, and I'm being self-sufficient, but it's extremely difficult and heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking, especially when it's your brother. There's something you can definitely make an agreement with them and make smaller payments than you need to, something more affordable for you. in order to pay off this debt, and I'm so sorry that you do have this debt. I'm also sorry to say I'm getting the feeling like your brother's not really, he's going to give you a hard time about giving you this money back, too.
Oh, I know. It's not there. I moved on. Came, you know, common sense. It's gone. I realize that, and I am trying to move on, but it's difficult that I have to pay money for it that I don't even have.
It's very difficult because it's not just an emotional issue. It now has become a financial issue, and it's something that you have to fix that really wasn't your fault to begin with. But I do see you are going to be getting past this, and there is something about you and your brother reconnecting somewhere down the line, but this is going to be years to come. Even though I know you're going to be seeing him and stuff, you're still going to have these negative feelings around him because of this issue, and it's going to take you a while to heal from this, but the healing will happen. There's something that tells me that the healing will happen with you and your brother. He will understand what he's doing. It's going to take him some time, that's all, because he doesn't, it's not that he doesn't get what he did, it's that he was a little selfish at the time. And for him to get over this and be able to face you, because I feel like it's a loss of, you know, pride kind of thing, that he doesn't want to face you right now with this. So it's going to take him a while to get past this as well as you. But the healing will occur. The healing will happen. But the feeling I'm getting is the angels are telling me, like, I think you're going to have to let this go for now. That's the feeling they're giving me is, like, just be patient, and this will be over soon. I just feel like the old wounds can heal once it's done and over with. That once you open up a case and start suing him, it's going to create bad blood for a long time to come, and the healing won't happen at that point. I think at some point you'll be able to ask him for the money, way, you know, like I said, down the road. But if the courts are involved, it's going to make things a lot more difficult for you.
Well, he doesn't have the money. He's on he's disabled, and that's not an excuse for his actions. But,
absolutely not. No, it's not.
There's nothing there. He's a victim as much as I am. That's the best I can say. I realize that, but it still does not excuse him for what he has done.
Years down the road, this will come about, and healing will occur with you and your brother. Like I said, it's just not going to be right now. It's going to take some time, but it will. It will. You will both be able to forgive each other and move past this.
Okay, Dorothy, I didn't hear you, so I won't go to the IRS then. I should not go. I'm sorry, Allison, I didn't hear all the words.
We were talking about that in the beginning, that I think you do need to start making the payments, but it's something about going to them to make an agreement to make less payments. I'm just throwing out a number here. I know this is not the number, but say you have to pay them $100 a month, they will take like 40% off of that. They will take 40% instead of what they really, really want. They will be able to give you a break on the deal. So I would talk to them about working something out that way so you're not so financially strapped with all of this trying to, because you are, like, in good faith.
Okay, Linda, did you get that?
Okay, yes. All right, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Well, good luck with everything.
Thank you, Dorothy.
Thanks, Linda.
Thank you, Alex.
Thanks for calling. Okay, so everyone that's listening, just so you know, we're talking Dorothy Welch, and her website is mindmoonspirit.com. And I just want to remind everybody to write that down or go visit it. Dorothy does readings, phone readings and in-person readings. He also has psychic development classes and meditation CDs. She teaches everything under the sun. As I said earlier, she's a little bit of an overachiever. So there isn't really much that she can't help you out with. Tell us a little bit about the holistic herbal remedies, because I'm kind of fascinated with that, Dorothy. We have a few minutes left on the show, and I was kind of curious about that.
Okay. What I do is I've created my own line of essential oils. I have the oils. I have herbs that I've studied where if they'll bring in certain energies. I have certain angelic energies for the healing oils. I have a love oil that will bring more love into your life and help open you up to love and forgiveness. I also have a money drawing oil that, you know, when you're going to work during the day, you rub some of it in your hands and it'll actually bring more abundance to your life as well. And then, of course, I have my psychic development oil, my psychic oil for meditation in particular, and they have herbs They have crystals in them. They are Reiki. They are prayed over, and they have an aroma to them too, as well. They have an essential oil for the aromas. So I have like frankincense, myrrh, sandalwood, and the psychic oil for the aromas, so that you can get into a deeper, deeper meditation. I also have some bath salts as well. I actually did not have them on the website. I know that I had mentioned them before, but they're not on the website. I usually sell them mostly to the people who do take the classes, especially who want the psychic oil for the meditation, because it really seems to help them a whole lot. And, you know, like I said, it's your senses. Once the sense get into you and the crystals and the vibrations get in, it really helps deepen your meditation. So,
okay, well, I'm giving you another goal. And another thing to do, and you need to get those on your website, okay?
Okay.
So write that down, okay?
I will, Allison. Thank you.
Write that down. You need to write that down and get that on the website, because that'd be, you know, a nice thing to add to all. You also have jewelry on your website. I was just noticing that as well.
I do have some chakra intention jewelry. I do not make the jewelry. I have to put that out there. It's not my jewelry. But it's a very close friend of mine who does make the jewelry. In fact, it is my stepdaughter who makes the jewelry. She is a wonderful, beautiful soul, and we had seen jewelry something like this. She makes them out of Swarovski crystals, and
sure,
they're for a specific intention. They are a beautiful line of bracelets. There's necklaces, there's earrings, and they enhance different parts of your life. And mainly they're for the chakras, so blue would work on your throat chakra. It could also bring you peace. She prays over them and brings angels in to every single piece. And right now she's doing a Mother's Day special where she's mixing some pearls in with them. So they're really beautiful pieces of artwork. They
sure
really are.
Well, I'm a firm believer in wearing the jewelry that, you know, it's so funny with people, like you talk to them about crystals and stones, and I've said this for a long time. When I first approached crystals and stones, all I thought of is, it's a stone. What can it do for me? But then I started to work with a crystal, and I found out really quickly that they do have energy and they do enhance things. So I became a firm believer, and I started studying them. And then I started picking out various different stones. And people put them in their purse, or they'll put them on their shelf, or they'll put them just about anywhere.
I have
and
them in
the
my
point
pocket.
Of it, the point of the matter is you got to have them on your person, okay?
Yes.
They have to be in your auric field in order for them to do any good for you. So
right.
I think the idea of putting it into jewelry, and that's at least one thing that a woman's going to wear. She's always going to put that necklace on or that bracelet on, or, you know, you can't, you know, women don't like to carry stones in their pockets. I found this out. I don't know about you, but most women won't. So
well,
putting
it's hard
it into
to find the flat ones. That's the truth. Like, you get a flat one to put in your pocket so it's not a big bulky thing. But the jewelry does work perfectly because
it works.
You have great ones that have loops on them, and some of them are stretchy bracelets.
Sure.
That just
sure
go right over, and they're
sure
so simple to wear. And as,
right,
as you know, the left side is your receiving side, so energies that you want to bring into your life, you would put it on your left wrist, on your left side. And the energies on your right side are your giving side. So the energies that you want to give off, you can wear the bracelet on your right side, and that's the energies you would give off. So it's actually a really cool process, and Christina is really, like I said, a beautiful soul, and she really puts a lot of energy
right
and a lot of work into these crystals, and they really do feel great when you're wearing them.
Sure, and one thing I always say about crystals is you don't have to believe in them. They believe in you, and they're going to work for you whether you believe in them or not. So
that's
it's
true.
Like, it is not going to hurt you to put, you know, to like if you need some grounding, to buy some grounding jewelry, or if you want help with anything in particular, to investigate and look into crystals and stones, because it actually can enhance, and actually in some cases can heal. So it's
absolutely
another wonderful little tool to have in your toolbox. Listen, Dorothy, as much as I hate to say it, our time has come to a conclusion.
Oh.
It's time for me to say goodbye to you. So I do want to thank you ever
you
so much for being my guest on my show, being so kind to read for. I kept you so busy. I kept you hopping. I kept you working all night. But I do appreciate
it. It was a lot of fun, Allison.
I appreciate.
Thank you so much for having me. I really had such a joy to be on your show. And thank you to all the BBS listeners, too. I really did have a good time, and I enjoyed giving the readings as well.
Sure. And I'm going to make a point to, next time you're working for Susan or in that area, I'm going to make a point to hop on down and meet you in person, because I think that'd be really
great.
Cool.
I would love to meet you in person. Sure.
Okay, wonderful. Wonderful. Okay, so that's it, everybody. Thanks to everybody that was listening to the show. Thank you for everybody that called in. Really appreciate it. Next week, I'll be on the show, and I'll be doing numerology readings and also talking numerology for our listeners, so make sure you tune into that show. In the meantime, I wish you all really a wonderful week and abundant blessings. So good night, everyone. See you next week.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.